a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
All righty, welcome back in. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. These guys have been teammates. They've also gone up against one another in a Super Bowl, and that, of course, from the Dallas Cowboys, Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore here with us at the Zach Gelb Show on behalf of He Gets Us. Gentlemen, appreciate you coming on. Thanks for doing this.
No, thanks
appreciate
for having
you,
us.
Man. Thank you, man.
So, Stephon, first, I got to say thank you because I'm a Patriot fan.
Okay, okay.
That Super Bowl up against the Rams, it was close, but it didn't feel like it should have been close. And then right when the Rams started to move the football, you found a way to go make a play and make an interception and get that Super Bowl trophy for New England. So kind of relive that interception and what a big-time playoff runs you had in your career in New England.
Man, I don't even want to talk about it because, it's a weird – it's my boy beside me, man. It was a great win because, obviously, we went the year before. We lost to Philly. And I told myself, like, if we ever get back, you know – I got to do whatever it takes to, you know, take advantage of this opportunity because, you know, you never know when you go get back. And, it's hard to get back to the Super Bowl. So it was a great, game, great defensive game for us. We played great on defense. Was able to stop them to 3 points. So, and that's what it took to win that game.
And for you, Brandon, I've always felt like you've been a really underrated player. Like, I think everyone knows what you're capable of and what you've done in the league, but that I know it was only 1 year in New England. Yeah. But for you, everywhere you've gone, you've had success. Where do you kind of think the league should view you as? Because I don't think you get enough credit.
I mean, obviously, I must say just the numbers that I put up, all throughout my career. I mean, you put them side by side, they up there with the best. But I think for me, it's just I just do my job, play my game to the best of my ability, and all that other stuff. I kind of tune that out. I don't talk about myself. I'm not flashy about it. Blue collar worker, get the job done, and help my team win.
So I gotta ask you guys this, and I just want to know what the heck happened with Malcolm Butler in the lead up to Super Bowl 52.
I'll never be able to talk about that.
But do you know what happened?
I know what happened, but I ain't never talking about it.
Why? Bill's not coaching next year.
No, it don't matter.
You guys don't play for Bill anymore.
It's out of respect for just everybody that was involved in that situation.
Do you think we'll ever find out the truth?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's amazing. In the world we live in now, there's a lot of things that it's very tough to keep a secret. Yeah. Now, that's one of the things in the history of the NFL that no one has a damn clue what happened. And anytime you think you have a clue, you get told that's not what happened. It's wild.
Man, that game make me so mad.
Sick to my stomach.
That's the worst we played on defense the whole year. And offense put up, 50 points? I don't even know.
And 505 yards passing.
Man, come on, man. We should have won that game. Easy.
It's actually, I thought it's the best Super Bowl Brady's had. And it wasn't a win.
And my boy B, if they had B, he would have threw for 700.
Yeah.
got knocked out.
Malcolm Jenkins. I remember that.
It's man, bro.
But, it's part of life, but.
Those games hurt you because you like for right the rest there, of your life, man. Yeah. And you don't win it. It's tough.
Well, let me ask you this, because you played with Jared Goff. Yeah. I know he's not at the Super Bowl, but right away you see the natural smile that comes up. right when I bring up Jared Goff. What type of quarterback is he? Because it's amazing. Like, Brock Purdy's in the Super Bowl. No one wants to give Brock Purdy any credit. Jared Goff had a great year, and people are still going to say, he's not that great of a QB.
I don't understand. I just really don't understand how people can have a great year, and you say that system, this system, that. At the end of the day, the guy making plays. You look at that game versus the Niners. You look at him, what he's been doing all year. He's playing at a high level. He left a team, went into a new system, and still do it. So you got to give Jared Goff his credit. He continued to produce. I love him.
Man, he's been playing better. He played better this year.
He's getting better and better.
Like, he's getting better and better. Like, he's been.
He's their franchise quarterback.
No question. Yes. He was dicing them up.
Yes, I'm like, man.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you this, because we just talk about how people don't want to give people the proper credit. And I've said how you have been criminally underrated, Brandon Cooks. For you, Stephon Gilmore, I feel like in Buffalo, no one appreciated really what you did.
Man.
And then you get to New England, and it really, in the first year, I don't even know if people appreciated what you did. Because when you got that contract, everyone was like, they're paying him that much.
Yeah.
Bill's paying him with how Bill doesn't pay a lot of people that much money.
Yeah.
Did you start to feel that national respect come when you were in New England?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like you said before, I think just being in Buffalo, going through three different head coaches in 5 years, never going to the playoffs. I was playing great ball, but I was never getting recognized. And I think Bill saw that with me playing New England twice a year. And, he know what I had. And I think that's why he was able to make that commitment to bring me over to New England.
Yeah.
And
it kind of reminds me when a lot of people – and you had a lot more popularity at this point than the player I'm going to bring up. But when they found a way to get Wes Welker – on the offensive side of the ball in New England, he was with Miami.
Exactly.
You making the sign, it was like, is Bill really going to whiff and give that much money to a guy that he has to prepare for being a defensive-minded coach two times a year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, once I got there and was able to make plays like I've normally been doing, everybody see it now. So I've been doing it my whole career. It's just, you playing in Super Bowls, you going to the playoffs, you playing with Brady. It's getting maximized. So,
Is this Cowboys locker room broken? Because when you have a performance like you guys did up against Green Bay, everyone just asked the question, why did that happen?
Nah, I wouldn't say broken. I just think they just had our number that day. They was more physical. We still hurt on the loss. Nobody wants to lose in the first round of the playoffs, but, they was more physical than we was. Simple as that. They won up front. They was able to play action pass and get us. And you got to take your hats off to them.
Brandon, I'll ask you this just because, you're with him every day and he's on your side of the ball. You're in the meetings. Yeah. Dak Prescott as a quarterback.
Dog.
Who is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's an elite tier one quarterback. That's just the simple truth. You look at his numbers this year. I think he finished second and voted in the MVP. That's not by accident. He played at a high level. At the end of the day, I got a lot of respect for him. I just don't understand sometimes the heat that he get. Obviously, part of that is putting that star on your helmet, right?
It's also in the postseason. This has been an organization that haven't been to an NFC title game since 1995.
I understand that, but it takes everybody, not just the quarterback as well. I feel like we can help him. The weapons around them, the defense around them, coaches. You look at every quarterback that's been successful in the postseason, everyone else around them playing at a high level as well. So I think he gets too much heat than he deserves. I love him. He's a great dude. He's everything that you want in a quarterback, and you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
You guys both played for Bill Belichick. There was a time where the rumors were there, McCarthy's going to get fired. We know that's not the case. He comes back. Even Jerry, though, after they brought back McCarthy's like, I could have worked with Bill Belichick. Yeah. Did that at all cross your mind that Bill was going to be coming to Dallas?
Not really, because you always see stuff like that and nothing happens, or you see it and it do happen. I mean, I've been in the league for 12 years. I just kind of like let stuff happen and then react after. So that's how I took it.
Is it easy to block out the distractions? Because eventually you see everything, you hear everything, you kind of get immune to it. But we all grew up with cell phones in our hands connected to social media.
It's easy because at the end of the day, playing so many years, you see all those things and then nothing comes of it. So it's like, why am I going to think yeah. something's true when most of the time it's just, you know, speculation. So you kind of just got to tune it up.
We'll talk about He Gets Us in just a second. Brandon Cooks, Stephon Gilmore here with us. I'm wondering, who's the toughest cornerback that you go up on up against when you go on the field on Sundays?
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I had to say...
I had to change that question around because I know if you said it was in practice, you were going
to
say Stephon.
Yeah, you know, I had to say early on, it's just in my career so far.
Yeah.
Early on in my career, when I was young, rookie, second year, going against Pat P in his prime, was a great challenge, great matchup. Yeah.
And then for you, Stephon, who's the toughest wide receiver?
Ever? That I ever covered?
Yeah.
I'd say Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
You was early on in your career.
Yeah, early in my career, yeah.
Was that like the moment you were like,
so I'm like, man, crap. This dude, 6'6", 250.
No doubt.
I'm a rookie. Yeah.
Did they give you any help?
No help. I was surviving, though.
Well, that's how they knew they believed in you, because I've seen some videos where there's like three guys up against Megatron. Yeah. They didn't want to humiliate you like that. Who do you guys like coming up in the game on Sunday? Who do you think ends up winning this football game?
Matter to me.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but
it's hard to go.
It's hard to go against Pat Mahomes, but San Fran's so loaded everywhere. So like I said, if Pat Mahomes win this game, I mean, he already elite, but he the GOAT.
He might no. If he win this game, he I mean, I don't know it's on that. I don't know that'd be
he
three
of the GOATs,
but that he already top three or top five.
Okay.
Of all time.
But there's a difference in saying, because this is what we do. We're all similar age. We say someone's the GOAT, but
not
they're
the
not
GOAT.
Number one.
One of the GOATs.
Okay, just making sure.
He win this, he top three.
Because I think we all know still who the GOAT is, correct?
Yeah, I know who the Tom Brady.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
There's somebody creeping, though.
Mahomes?
If he win it, he creeping.
No, there's no doubt about it. He's in that top five.
20 what? Yeah. I don't know what, 20?
He young.
Yeah, no. He gets us. Tell us what we got cooking here today.
Yeah.
He gets us. It's a great organization that you know, it's based off faith, based off treating people the right way, and just like I preach to my kids, you know, no matter how you look, no matter how you grow up, you know, black, white, Asian, you know, treat people with respect and show love.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate both you guys joining us. Thanks so much, and good luck this offseason.
No,
all right?
Appreciate you. Appreciate it. Have a good one, man.
You got it. He's Stephon Gilmore, Brandon Cooks. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.